Welcome back, fearless nursing trailblazers, to season 3 of Trailblazing Nursing, proudly presented by the University of South Florida College of Nursing. I'm Usha Menon, Dean of the College and your guide into the pulse-pounding world of nursing innovation. Every month, we're dishing out 15-minute expertise-packed episodes diving deep into the hottest topics in nursing. Join me as we rub shoulders with colleagues and tap into the wisdom of global experts, unleashing cutting-edge insights that will revolutionize your approach to nursing practice. Erica is a healthcare sustainability leader with more than 15 years of experience in the field. She began her sustainability journey as a staff nurse, leading volunteer waste reduction projects in clinical units. Today, she is the founder and CEO of Kimball Sustainable Healthcare, a consulting firm that develops sustainability strategies, programs, and communications for hospitals and healthcare in general. Erica is a positive and determined change agent who brings people together to create solutions that improve environmental outcomes while supporting hospital quality, safety, and value. She is a certified true zero waste advisor and knows that healthcare waste is a solvable problem. She works with clients to build sustainable clinical practices and grow the circular economy for healthcare. Erica loves learning and adventure and holds an MBA from Presidio Graduate School and a BSN from the University of South Florida College of Nursing. Erica, we are so excited to have you as our first guest for season 3 of the Trailblazing Nursing podcast from the University of South Florida College of Nursing.
Thank you, Usha. It is a pleasure to be here, and it's been a pleasure meeting you as well.
I am just delighted to have this opportunity to talk with you, and especially you being an alum of USF College of Nursing and having trailblazed your path. Would you tell us about your journey from bedside nurse to founder and CEO of Kimball Sustainable Healthcare?
Yes. My journey began as a nurse. I took note just that in my daily patient care that we generate a lot of waste. And nurses do generate a lot of waste. As it turns out, the hospital generates, on average, about 30 pounds of waste per patient day. And when you think about it, a lot of that waste, the majority really is made in clinical areas. And so what that is unwrapping packages, using the single-use disposable device, and throwing it in the garbage. And so I started working on quality improvement projects to help reduce avoidable waste in my nursing units. At the same time, I started reaching out to the executives at my hospital and asking them about sustainability practices. I quickly discovered that what I was trying to do was create management programs, and I was really asking business questions of those executives. And so I went to business school so that I could be a little more effective. When I got out of business school, there weren't really sustainability jobs in the hospital. But the reason that I went to school was because this thing that I really cared about. And so I just continued to work on it and started consulting as a way that I could work with hospitals on these solutions. Kimball Sustainable Healthcare is the company that I founded, and it really grew organically from my own work just as a single consultant. It's grown as healthcare industry has begun growing the sustainable healthcare movement. And so it really is an honor to be at the forefront of this movement as hospitals and healthcare begin to take sustainability and climate action.
Wonderful. I want to know a little bit more about your thought processes because, you know, we've talked a little bit about this before. And I was a floor nurse and I never noticed the waste. Do you know what I mean? I'm very cognizant of it now that you're telling me. I think back to how many times we take things in that we don't need, or 7 syringes when you only need one, you know, into the room. And so especially perhaps for our students who might be listening in, what is it that leads to somebody noticing, or why would you even notice something like that and then turn it into this amazing career?
My nursing practice started professionally out of University of South Florida at a local trauma hospital in St. Petersburg, Bayfront Medical Center. And when I was there, it was the county trauma hospital. There weren't a whole lot of, it wasn't a rich hospital. And yet we always had enough supplies, but we were thoughtful about how we used things. It was part of being a thoughtful nurse. We were on night shift and you didn't want the day shift to come on and there not be mouth swabs, for instance. And so that was just part of my nursing practice, was being thoughtful about the things that I used. I became a travel nurse. I moved to California. And part of quality there was, if you don't know, you know, where it's been, throw it away. And part of that is good infection prevention, but there was more waste generated. I was being encouraged to throw things away that I knew were clean and safe. And so it was a bit of a culture shock to me. I kept traveling. And what I realized is that everyone has a different relationship with the materials that they use, the clinical supplies, and it's all delivered in best practices, best clinical practices. But in Australia, they used a lot of reusables because if you think about it, all of the medical supplies there are imported over a long distance. And so I began to see in my travels that there were different ways to achieve quality. You didn't have to throw things in the garbage to do a great job at any of the hospitals that I worked at. And so I knew that there was a better way. And it just bothered me. There's just so many materials at the end of my shift. I would look down and it just made a huge pile of garbage and even just 9 a.m. meds. And so the amount of care that we put into taking care of patients, it's a lot. And it's just such the best job, I think, probably that I'll ever have worked. And so I wanted to be able to do right by the environment so that we were taking care of our whole community while we were taking care of the patients that were so sick.
And clearly that passion for doing the right thing and what you thought was the right thing is a little bit of what has also driven you, I think. And, yeah. And that's something we try to tell our students as well, is, you know, be really passionate about what you're trying to do with your nursing practice. Clearly, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, why isn't every hospital hired Erica or somebody on her team to do this? What proactive solutions do you think that we should all be investing in? And, you know, it can be the hospital setting. We've talked a lot about that. But are there other settings in which we should be talking to people about proactive solutions for sustainable healthcare to become a reality?
Yes. There are a lot of solutions that are available. If you think about hospitals, health systems, even healthcare organizations, it's a huge part of the economic sector in the United States and around the world. Because healthcare is so big, when we start thinking about how could we do things sustainably, it really has this ripple effect across the entire community. When one of the things I look at sustainability strategy from a high level, and so we do everything from coming in and evaluating your environmental footprint to making a strategic plan, to helping it align with your organization's strategy and goals. My first love, of course, was zero waste for hospitals. I know that hospitals can achieve zero waste. And so when you look at the circular economy, it sounds like a buzzword, but basically it's making less waste by making the most, you know, the highest, best use for the materials that you have in hand, products, material inputs, et cetera. It's going to be a $4.8 trillion value sector of the economy could be by 2025. And those are opportunities for the healthcare sector. Healthcare has really great materials. They're used by highly trained technicians, and we have the best quality standards. And those are three success factors upon which the circular economy really depends. So healthcare can and should be a model for the circular economy. And there's two innovations that can make that possible. One is investing in sustainable clinical practices. And what that looks like is, how do we continue to deliver great care while bringing innovation, process innovation, you know, new equipment to generate less waste at the end of care. That's number one. And it's a huge opportunity. Number two is a product innovation. And that is, how do we continue to innovate on products, continue to improve quality while designing them in a way where we're not throwing the whole thing away when we're done using it. And both of those are opportunities for the industry, really for the country, but primarily for nurses as well as the people who use these supplies.
So I'm thinking, I'm a nurse and I've taken, you know, 20 minutes for lunch break and I'm USF alum and I thought, oh, I'll plug in and listen to this podcast. And as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, whoa, reality check. I'm overrun with, you know, work and shifts, and we're still very much in the throes of a nursing shortage. So given all of those competing demands, how do nurses become agents of healthcare change management?
I like this question because when I went to business school, I went to sustainable business school, and they take a holistic approach to change management. And what I realized was that nurses, by our model, are holistic change agents. And so really, it's looking at the nursing care model and pointing that at the way that care is delivered in our communities, pointing it at the way that the hospital does business. We are holistic caregivers. That makes us systems thinkers. We are collaborators. We know that care starts by making a plan with your patient and not for them. We are evidence-driven, quality improvement experts. And that's how you drive good change. It's how you drive it in a care situation with your patient, with your care team, but it's also how you drive it in large organizations. I would love to see more nurses in leadership roles, because I think that this model of how we change, how we drive sustainability in healthcare, how we improve healthcare, I think nurses bring a unique and highly valuable approach to that role.
That's great. You know, what struck me as you were talking is that of necessity in the bachelor's program, we educate and train people to be generalists. They're not specializing in something at that bachelor's level. And that's the majority of nurses, you know, who are out in the hospital setting. And then it becomes a question of owning that you want to have expertise in a certain area of healthcare, and or even being willing to own it and say, I'm an expert in XYZ, I'm an expert in sustainability, or, you know, those are the keywords by which I define my career. And so that's something I think that we as educators can start thinking more about, is helping these graduates sort of find their niche in the area that they're most interested in. Even in the hospital setting. When you think about, I mean, it was shocking, the numbers I heard from you, almost 1.4 trillion. I can't even conceive of, you know, something like that. But when you have I can see an argument coming forward that says, well, when you reuse something, you have to clean it and you have to follow all those best practices. So what's that cost differential in terms of how much we're wasting, according to sustainability experts like you, versus having to put the time and effort and equipment into cleaning to reuse?
I think that there is a budget for doing things a little differently, and we haven't quite measured it yet. And this is an opportunity that's beginning. I advised on a project where a nurse, for instance, measured the number of supplies that were left unused at a bedside when a patient checked out of the hospital. And when you start to do the math on that, I really do think that there's a cost that we are not calculating. And when you think about quality, when you think about the pace that clinicians and caregivers have to move at in the patient care setting, I think we have a budget to maybe reimagine how supplies are delivered, or how quickly we are moving in certain parts of the care experience. One of the things that, when you think about a product, you think about the entire product's life cycle, and that includes after use. And so we have these really excellent systems in the hospital to, if we were creating a or if we were performing a specialty procedure and we needed a supply, chances are you could get that supply overnight from wherever it is in the country. We have a very robust and very advanced logistics system to get those supplies right to where we need it at the point of care. And we've just kind of stopped there. And so we have this amazing system. We already have the quality standards and the efficiency. If we just point those resources a little farther down on the product life cycle, I think that we can save a lot of money that we just haven't really been considering as a loss. And I think it gives us an opportunity to build new quality programs in clinical areas and, again, new products, new solutions.
Wait, so really, some of it is that we haven't measured the cost of it. Yes. There is a cost to all of it. We just haven't measured it in one sense, and I bet it would be quite eye-opening. Are there parts of the country that are doing better than other parts of the country in terms of sustainable healthcare? Let's issue a challenge to America here.
Absolutely. I think that there are some parts of the country where there are different policies in place that are urging healthcare to become more sustainable. But honestly, if you look across the country, there are leaders everywhere. And because hospitals are like a little city, what you'll find is that some hospitals, because of their size or because of where they are, they have a sustainable energy program. And then some hospitals, maybe just, again, by their culture or by the way that they operate supply chain, are very resource efficient from a supply standpoint. Yeah. And so there's opportunities to learn from hospitals and also leapfrog learning best practices from the hospitals who have gone in and done it right in one area. And so any hospital could be a leader in sustainability in depending on how they operate. And so I think the challenge is to find the opportunities to improve sustainability using the nursing voice, advocacy, science-based calls to action, but also quality improvement. These are quality projects. And so there's room to do this work in any hospital in America.
I love that. You just explained how beautifully that we could perhaps teach this, especially in our Doctor of Nursing Practice, the DNP programs, because you go from advocacy or asking that question to the science behind it, and then you're really going into a quality enhancement, a quality improvement, project and implementing it in these systems. That's wonderful. We have to have you come in and give lectures, I think, to our students. So what I'm hearing you say, yes, of course, there are experts everywhere, but if we want the nursing voice to be a part of this major change, then we have to start asking those questions within our own practice and maybe just start without observing, what our hospital is doing, looking to see even if those key words are in the value statement or the mission or the vision statement, and then kind of maybe that's a good starting point. So we're almost at the end here, but I wanted to ask you one last question. If you had the attention of the whole world for 2 minutes, what would you say?
I think that when we look at the news, there's a lot of to look at the news around climate and around sustainability. It's hard news stories to read, but I am an eternal optimist, and I find the good in news to build on that. And the once a year, there's a report that comes out from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And what they say is that we have all of the technology and all of the knowledge today to solve climate change and to make a healthier environment. And if we implemented those changes, it would really improve all of our lives. It would create new jobs and a stronger economy and materially improve community health. And so I think that it's time for healthcare to double down and really get in and lead the climate movement. I think that this is part of our mission. I think it's a huge leadership opportunity for nursing. And I look forward to having more peers join me and others in the field as the movement grows.
Wonderful. Erica, thank you so much for sharing your passion and vision for a sustainable healthcare future. It was really a pleasure having you here on the podcast with me.
Thanks so much, Usha. It's a pleasure.
And there you have it, listeners. Nurses, healthcare leaders, and you have the power to become a change management agent. You can learn more about the USF College of Nursing at health.usf.edu/nursing. Until next time, here's to blazing your own nursing trail.